Thank you. morning. Please be seated. Welcome to St. James Westminster this morning. Welcome to all of you regulars who are out on this long weekend in August. And welcome to any who are visiting with us this morning. It's lovely to have you with us. We are anxiously awaiting the arrival of Michael Bruce, our new rector, and my name is Adele Miles. I am here until he arrives. I have one more Sunday with you after today. So looking forward to having Michael with us. We are also inviting you to join us after the service, weather permitting. They are talking about showers, but we're hoping to have lemonade in the memorial garden after the service. So please join us, and if it's too wet out there, we'll be in the hall. Thanks to Ralph Thorne, who is with us this morning, and Paul Grambo offering their gifts of music. Steve Hollowitz begins a month of holidays and will be back with us in September. And Barb has an announcement that she'd like to make.
Barb Engine. The two of us wanted to thank those who helped get 105 Askin ready for the arrival of Michael and Heather. We had our gardeners working very hard in that garden. Janice, Sabra, Pat, Susan, and Ernie. And thanks to Libby for the curtains and Marion for doing the painting. And Harold really has been working very hard to clean. So it looks great. So thank you. And I thank Jim and Jim, thanks,
Barb. Jim, thanks, Barb.
So, thank you.
Please stand as we continue in worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. God of compassion, your heart goes out to the hungry and destitute. You take what we have and transform it into much. Give us the bread that satisfies, the food without price, so that our lives may show forth your overflowing love. Through Jesus Christ, the breaker of bread. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. The word of the Lord.
More than we can ask or imagine, more than we can ever dare to dream, we are the children of heaven's creation, God's own beloved, each called by name. And we cry, glory, glory, by name, glory, glory, glory to God, glory we sing.
than we will ever imagine, more than we will ever understand. We are said to walk with compassion, to live out God's love by heart and by hand. And we cry, glory, glory, glory to God who calls us by name. Glory, glory, glory to God, glorious song. More than we can ask or imagine, more than we could ever desire. Out of the dust, God's building a kingdom, like wine from the press, like bread from the fire. And we cry, glory, glory, glory to God, glory, we cry, glory, glory, glory on earth, glory on high, glory, glory, glory to God, glory, we cry, glory, glory, glory on earth, glory on high, glory on earth, glory on high. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to one known to us as Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." Then Jesus ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who were there were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
them, really. They'd come here to be alone. They had just learned the devastating news. John the Baptist was dead, killed at the whim of a king and a dancer. Not what they were expecting. They needed time to figure things out. Of course, as the crowds always did, they found them. Folks were always watching, always talking about Jesus, always following. They came on foot from all around, hungry for every word, in need of healing for their bodies and their souls. There were so many of them. Not now, please. The disciples would have sent them away. All the disciples had were a few loaves and a couple of fish, barely enough to feed themselves, not nearly enough to share with so many. What did they have to offer in the face of such great need? After all, this place was deserted, wilderness, really, far from food and water and shelter. It would be better for the crowds if they just went home. I'm thinking we know what that feels like, that just leave me alone feeling. I can't do it. I don't have enough. What do I have to offer in the face of such great need? There are so many big problems out there. The growing crisis of homelessness, the huge demands on food banks, the pressures of climate change, and then all the organizations vying for our donations to find cures for the sick or care for stray animals. All important issues, all good causes. What can I do? I don't have enough. Just leave me alone. Surely someone else is better placed than I am to help. So often that's our go-to place, a place of not enough, a place of scarcity that keeps us from acting, keeps us from reaching our full potential as God's people. When I was young, my dad used to tell a story about his time in Toronto as a young man. He was studying at the University of Toronto. It was during the Great Depression, and he, like so many others, had nothing. He used to sell shoelaces on the street corner, he told us, just to get by. One Sunday, he decided to attend church at St. Paul's Bloor Street. At the offertory, when they passed the collection plate, my dad hesitated for a brief moment before placing his last 2 bits, that's 25 cents, on the collection plate. As he left church that morning, to his amazement, there lying on the steps of the church was 2 bits. God gave him his 2 bits back, he told us. So he pocketed them with thanksgiving for God's abundance and generosity. That's the key, really. We forget that our God is a God not of scarcity, but of abundance and generosity. When Jesus saw the crowds, his response was compassion. He quietly went about listening and healing. He shared God's love. It was his way. So when the disciples came up to him saying, "This is a deserted place and the hour is now late, send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves," Jesus simply responded, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." What? No way. We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. Undeterred, Jesus asked the crowd to have a seat. Then he said to his disciples, "Bring me what you have. That's all you need. You have enough. You have everything you need right here." Then Jesus offered the loaves and fish to God, blessed them, and handed them back to the disciples so they could feed the crowds. And it turned out there was more than enough, 12 baskets full to overflowing, more than enough. Such unexpected abundance. That's how it is with God. More than we can ever ask or imagine. We pray that prayer every week, a reminder to ourselves of God's abundance and generosity at work in us and all around us. All we have to do is start with compassion for the needs of those around us. Then offer to God what we have, inadequate as it might seem, in the service of those needs. And get ready for the miracle. God will provide. We see it all the time, but sometimes I think we forget what God is doing in our midst. Take Project Hope, for instance. Project Hope is a grassroots organization in London acting out of compassion. They provide hope and practical assistance to help folks transition out of homelessness. Rebecca, our parish secretary, heard about them and wondered how to help. They offer a Tuesday meal for some 250 or more folks on the street. She couldn't figure out how she could help, because she works Tuesday afternoons when the meals need to be prepared. So she talked to Barb, one of our wardens. Barb pointed out that there are other folks at St. James who might like to get on board, and sure enough, 23 parishioners in two teams stepped forward to help. So last November, the ministry began in our kitchen. We started with peanut butter and jam sandwiches. We could do that. When Project Hope learned of our kitchen facilities, they asked if we could make hot meals instead. And so that's what we are doing. We make 60 of the 250 hot meals Project Hope provides every Tuesday. We provide the food, the group of parishioners gathers to do the preparation in our kitchen, and a couple of folks volunteer to deliver the meals to Project Hope. We may not be able to solve homelessness by ourselves, but one person has a vision, sees what God is up to in our community, shares that vision, others get on board, we have the resources to buy food, a commercial kitchen, trained parishioners to prepare the meals, and folks with cars to deliver them. Sounds like God's abundance to me. We could tell similar stories about Indwell, a Christian charity that creates affordable housing communities that support people seeking health, wellness, and belonging. The overwhelming support this community of faith has provided over the years with God's help is more than we could ever have imagined at the outset. We are the body of Christ, agents through whom God touches folks with compassion, feeds the hungry, provides hope for the homeless, and on it goes. God uses us just as we are. Through God's grace, we have what it takes. All we have to do is offer what we have to God, as inadequate as that might seem. God will make it more than enough. Just you wait and see. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We have gathered here to meet with our God in worship.
Let us pray to him now. Lord, awaken in us our need of you and make us hungry and thirsty for you, both as individuals and as the Church of God. Let no other issues sidetrack us from seeking you, and increase our love and compassion so that we long to serve out your love to the world around us. Bread of heaven,
on you we feed.
Lord, allow our world to see the true value of things, so that the worthless and dangerous is unmasked and real needs acknowledged. Guide our leaders in wisdom and integrity, and enable us all to cooperate in proper care and stewardship of the world's resources. Bread of heaven,
on you we feed.
Lord, as we eat our food this week,
remind us of your spiritual feeding. May the meals we prepare and eat together be opportunities for drawing closer to one another and to you. Bread of heaven. Lord, we pray for all who need medical treatment or are awaiting in pain for surgery. We pray for those who have become addicted and long to be set free.
We pray for all whose wrong choices have ended in heartache, disillusion, and despair. Holy One, the needs and concerns of all who suffer are our concern. We stand alongside them in prayer. And remember especially Sylvia Brightwell, Eunice Smith, and Stuart McPherson, the son of Wayne. Bread of heaven. We pray for Michael Bruce as he prepares to take on the position of rector at St. James, and we welcome him and Heather as they settle in London. Bread of heaven. Lord, welcome into your eternity all who have spent their lives coming to you and now come to be with you forever. Have mercy on all those approaching death who do not know you but reject what they imagine you to be. May they respond to the true and living God and know your love forever. Bread of heaven. Lord, thank you for feeding us with spiritual food that satisfies our souls. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. My sisters and brothers, the peace of the Lord be always with you. our sustainer, accept all we offer you this day, and feed us continually with that bread which satisfies all hunger. Your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God. Through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary, and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering therefore his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. As our Savior taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in me.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Paul, the body of Christ broken in love for you.
Thank you.
by whom the words of life were spoken, and in whose death our sins are dead. Look on the heart, my sorrow broken. Look on the tears my sinners shed, and by thy feast to us the token that by thy grace our souls are fed.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And now may God the Creator grant you the grace to see yourselves as God made you. God of love, grant you the grace to value yourselves as God values you. God of life, grant you the grace to dream God's purpose for you and the courage to live that purpose from the depths of your being. And the blessing of God, Creator, Lover, and Giver of life, be with you and those whom you love and care for this day and forevermore. Amen. trusting in the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit to love and serve your God.
Thanks be to God.